Welcome to Module 5 in this Microsoft Virtual Academy course. This will be the closing module around the Active Directory enhancements in Windows Server, just to summarize the components we've gone through in this course, and then look at a bit of extra information that can be utilized by administrators, by IT professionals like yourselves, to understand how can I take the information I've learned in this course and move forward with a bit deeper understanding of different components. So up until this point, we've had four modules that we've covered and kind of stepped through. So we've looked at deploying domain controllers, whether it be locally through Server Manager in the GUI, or whether it be remotely using the GUI, or using something like PowerShell to remotely deploy a consistent standard configuration for domain controllers out into my environment. We looked at the two processes assigned to that. One is the actual installing the binaries on the box itself, and how we've reduced the footprint and we've reduced the process behind that, and then how do we actually promote the relevant server to becoming a domain controller and forming part of the standard configuration that we've used in our Active Directory domain services environment. From there, we looked at the Active Directory Administrative Center to understand the rich interface, the thinking behind it, how it should be utilized, and we looked at the basics around using and customizing and creating content within Active Directory as objects in our infrastructure. From there, we also understood a little bit more around the PowerShell History Viewer. How can I use that to understand what is happening in my environment, and possibly also use it to create custom scripts that I can repeatedly use on an automation perspective. From there, we delved a little bit deeper into using standard PowerShell Active Directory modules to manipulate Active Directory, how we see fit from a configuration perspective, or just creating objects within Active Directory and possibly taking those learnings and to bulk produce those content out in our environment. The last piece was really around preparing a domain controller to use that on a repeatable process and virtualize that domain controller and then consistently use that out. Using those components either when we work towards private cloud deployments, possibly stretching out to Microsoft Azure, or if we look at a hybrid model and maybe different personnel around geographically dispersed environments, start to repeatedly roll domain controllers out. How can I have a single clone that I can use repeatedly to ensure consistency is kept across the way? So those are the basic look and feel at the enhancements within Active Directory. If we move across to the last slide that we have access to in this module, we'll get a view of some of the URLs that we can get benefit out of as administrators or IT pros and dig a little bit deeper in understanding around the enhancements that have been made. The first two really deal around the administrative center and give us an introduction into what we've looked at this morning and dig a little bit deeper on the other feature sets we didn't have time to have a look at. And the second one really is the advanced topics. How can I start to leverage the rich interface used within the administrative center itself? Then we have two URLs that I've stored up here around replication as well as topology management using PowerShell. We discussed a little bit around manipulating sites, site links, servers within those different sites. How do I now take it to the next level and look at my really large geographically dispersed environment within domain services and start to manipulate and keep consistency along my actual replication and topology management in my environment? So that's kind of the summary of the course that we've gone through from an enhancements perspective. I'd like to thank you for attending and watching these modules and hope you've received the beginning, the intro into enhancements and the roadmap that Microsoft is making around administrators looking after Active Directory domain services and the path we have around using the ADAC as that rich user interface for continual usage on administering our domain services. So thank you very much for this and look forward to attending some other modules and other content from us on the Microsoft Virtual Academy.